This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we're going to have Mike Martz on. We're also going to talk to Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun about the Ravens. So, plus, also, there was a rant about the Superman movie. I don't know if you had a chance to hear this or not. I can't wait to play it for you because it was... You think Jeff and I get grouchy sometimes. Whoa, no, man.
Happy, Andy.
This was unbelievable. All right, so we've been talking about the All-Star game last night. 6-6 was... The end. Officially, the game goes down as a tie, but it was decided, the winner was decided in a home run derby style swing off, is what they called it. And what happened was, each team was allowed to pick three. It reminds me of a shootout in hockey a little bit. Although in a shootout in hockey, you have to register your, most tournaments or games, you have to register the names prior to the event to let them know, hey, if we go to a shootout, this is what you're going to do. Or sometimes they'll just let you pick three and you go from there. But in this scenario, it was the same situation, right? They both managers had the opportunity to pick three players to go up to the plate, and they were allowed to take three swings, and that was it. And then whoever did the best job in their three swings, as far as scoring runs, that would determine who the winner was last night.
You just counted them up.
Yeah. Kyle Schwarber, I mean, he killed it last night. He was
three for three, baby.
Second batter for the National League, didn't even need their third batter.
It's an Ohio guy, Andy.
Yeah, I know. So, but Schwarber ended up hitting those three home runs, and he won the MVP honor. First question, should Schwarber have won the MVP based on the home run derby at the end? Yes or no?
If you're going to decide the outcome of the game based on a home run derby, then why not? I'm not going to get mad about it. Why not?
Dan?
I agree with all the words of Mr. Phelps.
I hate to say it. I agree with Jeff, too. If you were the reason that you won the game, because technically, according to Major League Baseball, the game goes down as a 7-6 win, and that's just the second time for the National League in the last 12 games, which is pretty unbelievable in itself, too. So I'm curious, do you like the way the game ended?
No.
On a home run derby?
No.
Oh.
I'd prefer to play an extra inning. However, you can't really do that in an All-Star game. So I was fine with the way they did it. I would prefer they keep playing.
Okay.
However, I get it. So this was fine. And it certainly was exciting. And it was really fun. And the players were really into it. So, I mean, if you can't just play the game, and I understand why you can't, then this was great. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I don't like it. So one of my problems with the All-Star game was, and I can't remember who it was, there was an Indian that didn't get in the game, and I can't remember how long ago that was. And I remember watching it going, wow, that sucks. Why can't, I mean, the guy traveled all the way to the game. He became an All-Star. An All-Star no matter what.
They used to keep a pitcher in reserve.
Yes.
And a hitter or two sometimes.
Yeah.
Because just in case you went into extra innings or something like that. Sometimes you had guys throwing, what, I want to say three or four innings. Sometimes the starter would throw three.
Mm-hmm. So I just think the All-Star game, if you're going to end it on a home run derby, why not just have a re-entry rule? Who cares if you come back in the game? You get everybody in the game, and then if you need to re-enter, re-enter. And by the way, if you want to look at it that way, Rooker re-entered, if you want to look at it that way, at the end of the game to participate in the swing-off. Right? So that's a re-entry.
He had been lifted for a pinch hitter.
Right. So he wasn't in the game at the end of the game to go up and hit.
But the game actually ended. Then they went to a home run derby.
The argument I think we were having before was, have we ever before seen in a Major League Baseball game that's sanctioned, have a player step into the box, take swings, be pulled out of the game, and then have the opportunity to determine the game by stepping back in the box after being pulled out before? It's never happened.
Have we ever seen a Major League game with a pitching platform and a pitching screen and some guy throwing from about 40 feet?
I agree. You're right.
No.
Technically, it's a 7-6 win for the National League.
Right. And it was decided by a fun little contest.
Dan,
it worked. It worked.
So I'll ask my question first, and I'll ask what Jeff said. And you can hop in, too. 216-474-0092. Should the All-Star game just have a re-entry rule?
No. You know why?
I'm not going to blow it. Sure, you could put it in there.
I'll say why.
Why?
You're not going to like this at all.
Okay.
You're going to go, wimps. Because once a guy is warm and, you know, for instance, I would have loved to have seen Shohei Ohtani in the home run derby.
That's the next point. Okay? Keep going. Yep.
And Cal Raleigh. Once they're done, They take their mind out of the game. They cool off. This is high-priced talent. This is what Major League Baseball is banking on. And you don't suddenly want to tell a guy who stretched, who got loose, who was ready to go, who played an hour and a half later, hey, we need you to go up and swing from your you-know-what and try and hit three balls out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I just think it's an incredibly soft answer. These guys have been playing baseball their entire life. Yeah, and at some point in their lives, they probably played five or six games in a weekend, not against major league competition. But I mean, so for a guy to have to come back up and get warmed up,
13.
Or maybe just like, I mean, how many, we ask relievers to get up and sit down, get up and sit down all the time. So how hard is it if you can see that the game might be heading towards extra innings and you may have to hit again, or you think that you might need a guy? What's it take, 15 minutes to stretch out? So, you know, you tell somebody, hey, you might want to go stretch out again because I think I may have to put you back in the game.
Not worth the risk. If I was a guy like Ohtani, if I was a guy like Cal Raleigh last night, you know, Cal probably would have done it. But I would think, yeah, you know what? Thanks, Skip. I'm good.
I'm willing to take the All-Star game and just move it completely away from what we're used to of Major League Baseball and just turn it into a giant, like, game. You know, there was this great quote earlier in the week of Nick Castellanos saying, we're turning this into banana ball. And when I read that, I went, yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what it should be. This is nothing more than an absolute blast for the players and the fans. And if everybody's there for it, fine. As long as this remains the one-off way that we look at this, where we do re-entry in the All-Star game, great. I'm in. That sounds good. If we're worried about injury, okay, fine. Makes sense. I don't want anybody getting hurt in the All-Star game and making that their season, you know, now be in jeopardy because they got banged up in the All-Star game. I mean, Eugenio Suarez, we were talking about that a little bit earlier, baseman for the for the Diamondbacks, who's on the trade block right now, got hit in the hand yesterday. And everybody was immediately like, oh, no. That's the last thing that we need.
Agreed.
So if we're worried about injury and all that stuff, okay, fine. Don't have re-entry. If somebody is like, yeah, you know what? I'm cool. Put me in for a home run derby. Then put them in for the home run derby. If they haven't left already, because that was also
what we ran into. And that's the next point. So the next point there goes, you know, would you have liked to have seen Shohei Ohtani against Aaron Judge?
Absolutely.
I would have loved to have seen it. Yes. Because it forces them to be in the home run derby that they weren't in the night before.
The problem is free will. I mean, that's where we are. Is that, all right, we're done. This is like spring training. We're done. Let's get to the bus.
Ohtani, Schwarber, Pete Alonso. There's your big three right there.
Would have been a blast.
Would have been awesome.
Hey.
And Cal Raleigh could have been there. But, you know, the guy already won the home run derby.
I'm happy you showed up and played to begin with.
Do you think, hold this thought for a second. Do you think it's cool those guys took off before the end of the game? Just hold your thought on that. Jay in Cleveland. Hi, Jay.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, I think the All-Star game was awesome. Out of all the four major sports, I don't know if you can compare any of the other All-Star games to that. The NBA All-Star game, those guys don't even want to play in it. Same with the NFL Pro Bowl. I think the All-Star game last night was awesome. I thought it was so cool how they had Scooble and Kyle Raleigh mic'd up, too, during their pitches, talking about what pitches were going to come next. I think that was so cool. And then on to the MVP thing about Schwarber hitting three bombs in a row. Andy, being a hockey fan, that's close to like TJ Oshie in the Olympics going, what, 7-for-7 in the shootout?
No, that's a good point. Yeah, I agree. But the problem was that Schwarber didn't really have a good game itself, like during the regular game. And if you listen, the announcers I was listening to were saying they were supposed to vote on who the MVP was prior to that. Now, I think maybe in the future they should just get rid of that rule and wait till after the swing off. If they ever have to have another swing off, I mean, you're talking about having a tie. So, you know, what are the odds of that? So I'm okay with it either way. Look, he did win the game. If you want to say that he won the game with those home runs, that he won the game, then he should have been the MVP. So I'm okay with that too.
I think for all-star games in the four major sports, I thought they did a pretty good job because usually those games are pretty boring. I thought it was pretty entertaining.
I still would have liked to have seen TJ Yoshi in the swing off though. That would have been cool. All right, thanks, Jay. Goodbye, bud. I got time for a couple more. Paul in North Ridgeville. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hello. Basically, mine was regarding the strike zone.
Okay.
I'm older than you guys, so going way back, we would have meetings before the actual season would start, and all the coaches and umpires got together, and they basically said the benefit will go towards the pitcher. So the strike zone was always a little bigger than what you would expect. But they were benefiting towards the pitcher because they didn't want to blow out kids' arms who were 15 and under. And that's understandable. And I still think the same thing, even in professional. You're not out to blow the arm of the pitcher. You know, you let the batter try to hit, see what happens. Strike zone, where you actually have the thing. If you look at soccer and tennis, if any part of the ball still hits the white chalk or the line, it's in. And I agree with that also.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Good stuff, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Appreciate it. All right. I'm going to ask you this next question, then I want to get into maybe hopefully some good news for the Guardians. So we'll get into that next here in a second. But I do want to ask you one more time. Do you think these guys, was it cool that these guys left? Because I think everyone would have loved to have seen it, maybe at some point, Otani versus Judge in that swing off yesterday. But I'm just asking, I mean, it's a game for the fans. Should we expect them to stay all the way through? I'm going to tell you, I had no problem with them leaving, and I'll explain next. 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.